Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach & Company. Hold on to your hat. Here comes some speedy savings. Take 50% off a Niagara Jet Adventures ride through the Niagara Rapids. I've not done it, but I know people who have, and they said it's unbelievably fun. It's a thrilling ride. It's just $65. It's today's deal of the day for My Buffalo Perks. Details at MyBuffaloPerks.com. We're asking, you know, the president gave an honest answer, and that's what he usually does. And the inquisitors can't take honesty. They're just not used to it. And when asked if he was, if he were offered information from a foreign source on his opponent, would he take it? He said, "I'd take it." Well, of course you'd take it. Naturally, you take it because you don't know what's in it. It could be something to help you make America safer. You don't know. So the first thing you have to do is find out what it is. So you would take it. And then as you take it and you analyze it, you could get opinions. Is this legal? Is this illegal? Is this dangerous? Is this a threat to America? And disseminate it to whatever system you would like, the FBI or any other applicable agency. But to say you wouldn't take it is silly. I mean, we're human beings. Of course we would take it. I don't think there's any moral issue about taking it. But then you have to decide, is there anything you're going to turn over to the FBI or not? And if not, if you've decided in your mind that it's apparent that it's detrimental to your opponent but not detrimental to your country, you would probably, if you're a human being, you'd take it. Meanwhile, the others who lie through their teeth are shocked. Do you hear me? Shocked. I can't believe it. Mr. Joe Beamer, you're in charge of the Facebook page here on the show. And if you could give me a couple of those wonderful epistles.
You know, I like to start with a funny one if there's one there by the time I do my first read.
A humorous attempt. Let's see.
And Jason says, "You morons. No matter what this unhinged president says, you'll be there to make up excuses."
Yeah, and I bet if the telephone number was attached to that, it would match up with the three that they sent over here on the text board.
Now, there's a case for Columbo.
Yeah, exactly. We need Columbo in here to analyze our calls to make sure. Just as an FYI, we've told you all along, your phone number is attached to these texts. I mean, we're not going to chase you down and hunt you down like a dog, but just so you'll know, if you think you're fooling us to believe that it's a lot of different people, it doesn't work that way. Unless the different people are all on the same party line, that's the same number on all of them. So, okay, so he calls us a jerk, and we're just here to pick up after Donald Trump. It's just amazing to me. You know, you talk about clarity. If you're focused and you see things with real clarity, it almost is funny. If it wasn't pathetic, if it wasn't dangerous, it would be funny because they are so inept at trying to take this guy down.
You think at some point the left would be tired of losing.
Yeah, you think
they're losing at everything.
They're losing, and not only are they losing, being made fun of. Nobody's taking this stuff seriously, and they're just hoping that one swipe at it, and they'll have the gold ring, you know, like on the merry-go-round. When you get the gold ring, you get a free ride. They're hoping. They're going to stay on that merry-go-round right until the end of his term and probably after.
I know it's bad form on my part, but I smile when people post like that. It kind of makes my day knowing that they are totally losing.
It's good for your self-esteem.
It does.
It really is. Anybody with low self-esteem, just become a Trump fan because you're going to feel good when you see the clumsy attempts to take him down. Could I have another one, Mr. Beamer? Mr. Joseph Beamer, I might add.
You definitely should. We'll go with Nancy, who is a top fan.
You're going with Nancy?
We are going with
Nancy. Does Nancy's husband know this?
Well,
let's get it straight.
We did just put it on the air, so he might have an idea now.
Nancy, your husband, never mind. Go ahead.
Nancy is a top fan on Facebook. We definitely appreciate that. She says, why wouldn't he listen to the information? And if he, the president who oversees the FBI, thinks it's information they should have, hand it over. If not, use it appropriately.
Yeah, think about it like this. The president is the commander in chief, okay? There's nobody who outranks him civilian. There's nobody that outranks him, certainly, in the FBI, in those groups. He's in charge of all of it, the Justice Department. He's the man, okay? Now, we have three branches of government, and they're co-equal. But the bottom line is he certainly has a right to look at it and make a decision on whether to pass it on or not. And now, if he has said, you know, they're planning an attack next Tuesday, and he didn't tell anybody, that's a different story. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about opposition research, which is done by everybody. As a matter of fact, they start doing it well before the final run for the roses on these things. They're always doing opposition reports.
I just wish we were as smart as Democrats and liberals. I wish our politicians were as good as their politicians so that we could be run. Well, we are run by, you know, New York State, California. They're so well run. They're doing great. I mean, no homeless. There's no drug problem.
Oh, yeah.
No, none of that stuff.
And they're in great shape financially.
Their economies are great.
Financially, they're in very, very good shape. And things are happening.
And no one's fleeing their states.
No, exactly. Yes.
You said Run of the Roses. I just want to remind everyone.
Run for the Roses, yeah.
That The Bachelorette is back to its regular time and day this week. So for our listeners.
Now, I'm the president, and you're giving me information. No, I don't need to know that. But thank you. Thank you for thinking that I might be able to use it. It is helpful. I won't turn the TV on when that's on. Thank you for telling me. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBN. Sometimes the president does things that amaze me and bewilder me and befuddle me because I don't understand why. But I'm sure in his head he's got the plan. For instance, when the request from George Stephanopoulos to can I tag along with you to find out what it's like to be president for 48 hours? Okay, that's 2 days. 2 days total access to the president. Why would anybody in the president's circle think that's a good idea? Do you think George Stephanopoulos is going to come back on the air and say, you know, I really learned a lot. I'm totally wrong. This man is brilliant. We should all follow him. And he's the light of our lives. Anybody believe that? No. He's going to spend every minute telling us that he put on one brown shoe and one black shoe one morning, and he's not ready to continue to be president.
And Trump knows that. And knew that going in.
Trump knows it, and it's almost like, well, okay, give me your – it's like you ever see a movie where a guy goes, give me your best shot, sticks his chin out like that, and the other guy whacks him in the chin and just, you know, knocks him over backwards. That's what the president seems to do verbally. Give me your best shot. I can handle it. And so far he has handled it.
Oh, yeah, the problem is they hit him, and he just smiles and say, okay, yeah. Now it's my turn.
But just remember, every minute we spend on this, we're not spending on the more important things. He's got a good corral on jobs now, and things are very, very good financially for the country. So focus on that. Why try and get the press to come after you so that you can parry? In boxing, it's called a counterpuncher. It's after you punch, that's when you're vulnerable, and that's when they come back. A lot of the best boxers in the world were good counterpunchers. Yeah, but we don't need that from a president. You're already in the ring. You're already the champion. You're wearing the crown. Let those others sit outside and wonder how you're doing it. But I think offering yourself up for this stuff doesn't help. You agree or not?
Well, maybe it's something that's going to help people that he wants to win either Congress or Senate seats, so you can get politicians on record to say certain things and then use that campaign.
But when they defy logic, when they defy what your brain knows is correct, okay, when they tell you 2 and 2 isn't 4, it's really 7. Why have that conversation? Why do they do it? Anybody would ask to see that information if it was presented to you. Anybody would do that. And I think anybody would follow up on it by checking it out to see if it's beneficial, and if it's beneficial, to see if it's true. That's a big, important part, okay? So it's to me, it's a study in futility. Yeah, he does a good job on them, but we waste a lot of time talking about it. Let's go to Terry in Texas. Terry, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Terry from Texas. What do you got today?
I'll tell you what, I mean, there's a line there. Was it necessary? I really don't know. The powers that be have a lot more, you know, behind-the-scenes information than I do. I think Trump's got his motives for what he does. I don't think it was an accident or a slip-up. But what I think is hysterical is no matter what he says or does, the media, well, CNN, MSNBC, all these places, they'll try to twist it and tell you, you don't know what you heard. You're an idiot. This is what he really, this is what you should believe because we're telling you that's what he said. When they basically insult our intelligence and tell us that we didn't comprehend what we just watched with our own two eyes.
That's true. Well, they've always done that. You know, you have the State of the Union address, and then you got somebody countering it later. They always try and fine point it toward them, and they don't understand that we're onto their game. We know what they're trying to do.
I hope they really don't understand, it doesn't seem like, and it doesn't feel like they're ever going to grasp it, but true patriots of this country are never going to side with Nancy Pelosi or Maxine Waters or any of these other idiots, Jim Acosta with his little self. I'm always going to be on President Trump's side because I believe he wants what's best for the country and what's best for the citizens of this nation.
And why would they try and make Trump look even better than he already looks? In other words, when they go after him, we understand we're told all the time not to bully. It's hard to believe that you might try and bully the president of the United States, but hey. So we know that. We know what piling on is like. In football, you'll get a flag. And so they're doing this stuff, and what they're doing is gathering sympathy for the guy they're trying to take out of office. They're not gaining anything.
I don't think he even needs our sympathy, and one of the best parts about him is unlike Barack Obama, he doesn't need the media to make him look good because at the end of the day, actions speak louder than words, and I think he's doing a heck of a job.
I'm with you, Terry. Have a great weekend, and thanks for calling. Really appreciate it. Yeah, well, we know what the game is. If you didn't know what the game was, if you weren't paying attention, you might have a different opinion. But if you're honest with yourself, and you know what the game is very simple. Here's how we play it. It's easier than horseshoes, okay? Horseshoes aren't easy, but it's a pretty simple game. You try and throw the horseshoe around the little ring thing. But anyway, when they understand that we know what they're trying to do, and that is to get rid of the president, it lacks the power of persuasion for us.
Another thing, too, is the more that the press comes off criticizing him, the worse the press looks. The press is the one losing all the credibility. Look at the ratings and how far they've plummeted.
CNN, I guess, Rush was talking about this yesterday. CNN and MSNBC have lost between 30% and 50% of their audience, and it started when the Mueller report was made to public. So they had some people with them as long as there was a chance for a kill in this hunt. But once that chance for a kill in the hunt went away, so did their audience, because they're not very entertaining. And when you found out they don't have much to solidify their positioning, you're gone.
Think about it this way. Over the years, we've had a generation that has grown up hating this country. They've watched Jon Stewart. They've watched CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC. And it's okay, America's bad. This is what I've been seeing on TV for so long. So now you come out and you discredit the media so much that they can't be believed. And I think that's important.
They look like clowns.
The media is really doing damage to this country.
And they're doing damage to themselves. I think the greatest casualty of the last few years in our history will be the media giving up the exalted position of being journalists. they at one time were considered journalists, truth seekers, people that would get the information no matter how it turned out and present it fairly, evenly, and openly. They're not that now. Anybody looking at that believes that now? I only wish we were in the middle of a news meeting with the news director telling them how they can bend the latest thing they've got on Donald Trump or think they have on Donald Trump.
All you have to do is look at the rallies. The rallies are telling us a lot.
Yeah.
Well, look, you know, the numbers Donald Trump is drawing in. I think he just posted or tweeted one that he has an upcoming one that there's over 75,000 requests or something for a 20,000-seat arena. Compare that with 300 people that go see Hillary Clinton or a few people that go and see Elizabeth Warren or Cory Booker or any of these guys.
And these are people that go to these rallies who know what he's going to say, and they want to hear him say it. They want to be in the same building. He has an aura about him. They want to participate, and the other side can't see that. They don't have that kind of ability to draw numbers of people. They don't have any excitement, really. They're always the boy who cried wolf, and people have caught on to it, and they're tired of it.
Oh, they've definitely caught on to it. You know, watching, following on social media, when the poll came out that Biden was so much ahead of Trump, people laughed at it. Said, yeah, Hillary, you had Hillary beating Trump by a lot, too. How'd that work out for you?
You know, what's funny is a couple of days ago I mentioned it, and then on my way home, Rush mentioned it, too. They had that poll that showed the top seven Democrats could all beat Donald Trump. They got to be kidding. I mean, who do they think believes this? What kind of fool would listen to that and go, "Whoa, gee, I think Donald's in danger."
The person that watches CNN, that's the fool that believes it.
Yeah, and when you get information, you want legitimate information so you can make an honest appraisal of your opinion. When you can't trust the information you're getting from the media, publicly, on television, radio, print, whatever, then you're going to be on the wrong road and you're not going to be able to get it. You just won't get it, and you'll believe that Trump is going to get trampled. That's not going to happen.
When you're on social media, you could tell who follows CNN and the major networks.
We'll be back with more with Beach & Company on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Let's go to line one, would be Frank in Tonawanda. Frank, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Frank.
Well, I think, you know, Donald Trump is as sly as a fox. You know, he allows Stephanopoulos to interview him to let everybody know exactly just how biased he really is. He's open to letting anybody interview him. And he'll allow him to ask him the silly questions that he knows he's going to let him ask him. And, you know, these Democrats are so hypocritical, you know. And I think Donald Trump answered that question the right way. He says, listen, you know, I'm the president of the United States. And when I'm traveling abroad and I'm with the heads of states of other countries, and, if you know, I'm privy to all these intimate questions that, And information that I'm involved with when I'm talking with these people. If they have anything that they're going to say to me, if I feel that it's going to be detrimental to the United States, naturally.
Yeah, if he was sitting down with a leader of a hostile country to ours And they hinted or gave any indication that there might be a hostile action. You think he wouldn't tell the Defense Department? You think he wouldn't tell key members of Congress? You think he's going to keep it to himself? So obviously that wouldn't happen. I think your job, just as a human being, you would say, yes, I will take the information. Then you investigate it, see if it's legitimate, make a decision. Is it harmful to the country? If so, you hand it over to law enforcement or the people that would handle that. And you don't just say no. I don't even want to hear it. That's ridiculous.
Of course not. And, you know, and I would say 90% of the Congress people in Congress, they are you kidding me? They deal with foreign dignitaries all the time, and they're privy to discussions with these foreign dignitaries all the time, especially with trade
sure
information and all sorts of information. So you're telling me that they that they don't know half of what's going on in the world, and they keep it to themselves to use for their own benefits. It just slays me, the double standards that they espouse. And then Nancy Pelosi gets up there and she says, oh, my gosh.
Oh, please, with her.
Gosh, this is so terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Another reason why he's unfit to be the president of the United States. Oh, please, give me a break here.
Yeah, they suspend reality when they talk like that. Because we know it's not true. I think they know that we know it's not true, but they feel almost compelled in a sick way to have to say it.
They do, and they make fools out of themselves every time they open up their mouths, you know. And I think, the American people in general are onto their con game, you know. And you think by now that they would be tired of this stuff.
Well, all the things that they teach their children are not present in politics. Fair play, turn the other cheek, all those sort of things. Politics is a blood sport.
Oh.
And the president of the United States, that job is the most coveted job in the world. You think somebody's not going to want information on their opponent? Oh. You're just insane.
Of course. That's what it's all about. And I said, I've said it before. To get where you are in politics, you have to play dirty. And I don't care who you are. To get to be the president of the United States, you have to step on a lot of toes to get where you are. I don't care if you're a Democrat, you're a Republican, or you're an independent. You have to step on a lot of toes to get to the top. And once you're at the top, everybody tries to take you down.
Do you think that they know the kind of press we're talking about? Do you think they know how they're perceived as just being silly beyond compare?
For sure. And the average American knows that just the double standard, the press, if every time they open up their mouths, that's the reason why CNN is at their poll numbers are so low that barely anybody watches. If it wasn't because they were in the airports and other places, they wouldn't even be on TV, for crying out loud.
They are in the airports, and, when we travel overseas, CNN's always available. However, to get Fox, sometimes it's hard. And Fox may be in your hotel, maybe on channel 76 or something, and CNN is on 3. So you see, they do have a toehold on international viewing. Hey, thanks, Frank. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, Mr. Joseph Beamer. Yes. Do you have some Facebook for us?
Yeah, but Sandy, can I throw a happy anniversary out there real quick?
I wish you would.
June 14th, 1987 is when Newman and Kramer were at a Mets game and Keith Hernandez spit on them.
Oh.
After they said, nice game, pretty boy.
Yeah.
32 years ago.
I'm glad you brought that up. You know, it's amazing. The Seinfeld stuff is still fresh. People still quoting it. It's like it's still on. And you never get tired of it. The other day we were doing Seinfeld stuff. It was in the room. There were about 6 people. Everybody was throwing their own Seinfeld stuff in.
That's right. We had John Simon in here training.
Yeah, it was amazing.
it's one of those shows you could quote it like I just did, like because of a date they throw out, or just something comes up every day. And you can go, that's like the time in blank.
And Tony has to tonight, after his baseball game, he has to go to his meeting. He has a meeting for people who have never seen Seinfeld.
Him and Randy.
Yeah, the meeting is very small. They have it in a phone booth. And so you see, when we're going, yeah, yeah, Tony's going, oh, man, these clowns. Let's talk about cars. What else you got?
All right. We will go with Ron this time, who says, every politician who's run for office has gotten information from someone outside the country. Trump is just being honest. Maybe he shouldn't have said what he said, but he's honest, and why not take that information, gather it, and then the parts that need to go to the FBI, do as it may.
Okay, I got one here that's on the text board, and I have to know if it's good or bad, okay? You guys are the jury. It says, for crying out loud. Now, is that good for us? Is that bad for us? That's all it says, for crying out loud.
I'm going to say, well, I don't.
Might be frustration.
Yeah, yeah, that might be frustration.
It might be frustration. Like, oh, for crying out loud, the world is coming to an end, and these clowns are talking about. Yeah, I think it could be that.
How can you Trump supporters continually support this racist,
for crying
this bigot?
Out loud. Is that what you see it too, Buzzy?
That, or they were reacting to an earlier text we read, because I think after the loud, that's supposed to be a laughing face, but. On our text line, emojis are converted to letters, so I'm not really sure. I, from hearing it, would say that they're going, guys, for crying out loud. But I might give them the benefit of the doubt and say it was something we referenced about someone else's comment.
Yeah. Here's another one, too. It says, is that why Sarah Sanders is leaving? First of all, she has been with the president every step of the way. I heard an earlier report from the network says that every trip he's taken, she's been on the plane with him, and she's been there the whole time. She has three children, and maybe she gets tired of being kicked out of restaurants and decided, if I'm not the press secretary, I can eat in any restaurant I want. It's a very difficult job, and I thought she's done a wonderful – I like her. I like her father, and I like her. I think she's done a wonderful job.
Yeah, I'm looking at the last two administrations before Trump, and – press secretaries seem to come and go. Sarah Sanders, stayed longer than most.
The best one outside of her, I think, is Ari Fleischer. I think Ari Fleischer was excellent. All right, we'll take a break and then return. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. It's Beach and Company. Let us go to Mark in Buffalo. Mark, you're on WBEN.
Oh, thanks, Andy. Hearing your conversation about Donald Trump and the opposition research,
right?
I have a point to make.
Sure.
If I'm sure heard about the American plane that was grounded in China, and they returned it eventually. And before that, though, they had all their engineers go through everything, and now you can see basically our same plane that is, you know, in China. They basically stole our intellectual property, and now they're flying it.
Well, China has always done that. The intellectual property, that's always been a part of our negotiations with them. They readily and willingly are willing to steal from just about anybody that has anything worth stealing.
Okay, but let me make my point to the correlation here.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you look at Donald Trump and you say that, well, what he should do is he should read it over, and if it's any kind of offensive thing, you know, send it to the FBI. But in essence, at that point, he will have stole the quote-unquote intellectual property. In other words, what good is the ban on something, you know, if you have to turn it into the FBI? If you peruse the whole thing and read it over, then you basically have done the same thing as stealing the I just think it's unethical. I think it should be turned in immediately without even being opened or looked at. I know you might differ on that, but, I mean, isn't that analogous to China?
Well, no, I don't think so at all. I think, first of all, it's given to you. You don't know what it is. So you can't make a judgment on it until you read it. Now, at the time you read it, if you don't understand it, you could pass it on to people, depending on what it says, to somebody else. If it's dangerous, you can pass it on to the FBI, whatever. But how are you supposed to know what's in it until you look at it? And first of all, if you just bring up everything and just regularly leave it on the desk of the FBI, that's not going to be very efficient. I think if you are given the information, you certainly should be able to anticipate reading it or looking at it to determine if it's worth passing on or worth doing more investigation. But you don't know anything until you've seen it.
Well, I would disagree. I would say it's something along the lines of the minute you started reading and you realized what it was, you should immediately, and again, it's against human nature and all that, but it's unethical. It's like if you're in church and you're going to confession and you're listening to the next guy, the minute you heard something, you should walk away. You know, that's a violation. You're basically, I think, you're circumventing the whole purpose of a law.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you judge human beings as following similar paths, I think most people, for curiosity alone, even if that may not be a solid enough motive, for curiosity alone are going to open it up and see what's in it. Thank you very much. That's like, you know, it's like saying you're going to the drive-in, are you going to have a sexual encounter? Well, of course you are. Why are you going to the drive-in? Is that right, Tony?
I don't know. I was planning on taking the kids to watch Godzilla or something. Maybe in a year, you know, years
I was trying
gone by.
I was trying to shock you, Tony. I was trying to bring back the old days.
I vaguely remember those days.
The only but goody days. No, I think when you're talking about human beings, somebody says there is information in this envelope that will be helpful to you because it shows some things in your opposition that your opposition has done that might be helpful to you to share with the public. You know what I mean? And now what are you going to do? Say, no, I don't want to see that. Come on. I'm running an intel-free campaign. I don't want any research done on anything so that I won't make a decision on something. How do you make a decision on it until you see it? Okay? How do you do that?
I don't know.
I don't think you can. That's the point. So it's like you've got to try something. In this case, open it up, see what it says, and then I don't think you've gone into forbidden areas. It was given to you. For all you know, it might be junk that you throw in the trash barrel. It might be just a junk mailer. You don't know until
now,
you open it up.
Now, if he snuck into an office and took it, then we've got a different story.
Yeah, that's not the same. So I think that expecting the public expecting somebody not to look at that research or information, whether it's real or not, you have no idea because you don't even know what it is. Could be the menu.
Could be a recipe for chocolate chip cookies.
It could be the menu for spaghetti parm from chefs.
Ooh,
I'd
valuable.
Keep that to myself. I wouldn't let anybody else know about that, I can tell you.
No, so, we would call Lou because we like Lou.
I say, Lou, I have your recipe for spaghetti parm, and I'm willing to give it back to you if you give me spaghetti parm every day.
Yeah, there you go.
See, that now that would be a deal.
Sure.
That would be a good deal. A trade deal.
Right.
Say, the president sent me. I'm on a trade mission.
There you go.
I'll trade you some money for spaghetti parm.
That sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me, too. That about wraps it up. Thanks to all of you today who have participated. Have the best weekend you can have. It's going to be a little rainy here and there. And what are you doing? Working out at the gym?
That's where I'm going right after this show, Sandy.
Are you really?
To keep this figure hot and tight.
That chiseled body that you have. And Tony, that cheesy body that you have. And me too. We'll see you on Monday at 9 on News Radio 930 WBN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.